Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that are listening over the phone, iPad, or any other device, and for those that will be listening also over the radio and later on the recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful sunny Sabbath, April 13, 2019. This is our lesson 275. Our part 2 review of chapter 59 entitled Priestly Plotting. This is part 3. We also welcome in all the guests that are among our dear family. Welcome, dear ones. Our opening song to our theme in our chapter is taken from the book of Jude, verses 24 and 25. Now unto him that is able to keep, you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, but now and forever. If we can all bow our heads on our knees, if possible, as we come boldly before the throne of grace. Precious and righteous and heavenly Father, as we all join together, Father Jesus, we are coming boldly to the throne of grace, asking for your presence, asking for the Holy Spirit to be among us, your healing virtue be upon all the little ones that are sick and those that are shut in, anyone that are going through any difficulties, Father. We ask that your divine presence may be able to lift any dark clouds, any doubt, any circumstances that the little ones may have in their heart. May you strengthen their family and their loved one and even the guest that is among us, Father Jesus. We ask that you may be able to open our understanding. May you put an edge around all of us, Father Jesus. May you send your heavenly angels to abide with us, forgiving us for all our sins and our iniquity and our shortcoming. Forgiving us, Father Jesus, for we all have fallen and come short of the glory of God. But we glorify in thy name, for through your merit, Father Jesus, we are able to come boldly to the throne of grace and come before thee. We ask that the heavenly abode will be around us, Father Jesus. Be with each and every one of us, welcoming all the dear family that are joining us. Be with us, Father Jesus, and bless us on this blessed Sabbath day. It is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Our opening verse for our review lesson is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 18, from the King James Version. And we have it as song, as a memory verse. Come now, and let us reason together. That's what God said. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come now, and let us reason together. That's what God said. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. So what have we learned in ways we have grown this week, dear ones? Before we hear your question, your comments, your poem, or anything that you would like to share with your dear remnant family, let's take a few minutes to review what we have read last Sabbath from part one of our lesson entitled Priestly Pattern, part three in our study book, The Sign of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 541. Satan told them that in order to maintain their authority, they must put Jesus to death. This counsel they followed. The fact that they might lose the power they then exercised was, they thought, sufficient for reason for coming to some decision. With the exception of a few who dared not speak their minds, the Sanhedrin received the words of Caiaphas as the words of God. Relief came to the council. The discord ceased. They resolved to put Christ to death at the first favorable opportunity. Next slide, please. In rejecting the proof of the divinity of Jesus, these priests and rulers had locked themselves in impenetrable darkness. They had come wholly under the sway of Satan to be hurried by him over the brink of eternal ruin. Yet such was their deception that they were well pleased with themselves. They regarded themselves as patriots who were seeking the nation's salvation. Desire of Ages, page 541, paragraph 1.
If any one of the dear family or guests would like to have the opportunity to read, dear ones, may you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 541. The Sanhedrin feared, however, to take rash measures against Jesus, lest the people should become incensed and the violence meditated toward him should fall upon themselves. On this account, the council delayed to execute the sentence they had pronounced. The Savior understood the plotting of the priests. He knew that they longed to remove him and that their purpose would soon be accomplished. Next slide, please. But it was not his place to hasten the crisis, and he withdrew from that region, taking the disciples with him. Thus, by his own example, Jesus again enforced the instruction he had given to the disciples. When they persecute you in this city, flee into another. Matthew 10:23. There was a wide field in which to work for the salvation of souls, and unless loyalty to him required it, the Lord's servants were not to imperil their lives. Amen.
And continuing, Desire of Ages, page 541. Jesus had now given 3 years of public labor to the world. His example of self-denial and disinterested benevolence was before them. His life of purity, of suffering, and devotion was known to all. Yet, this short period of 3 years was as long as the world could endure the presence of its Redeemer. Desire of Ages, page 541, paragraph 3.
Desire of Ages, page 541. His life had been one of persecution and insult. Driven from Bethlehem by a jealous king, rejected by his own people at Nazareth, condemned to death without a cause at Jerusalem, Jesus, with his few faithful followers, found a temporary asylum in a strange city. He who was ever touched by human woe, who healed the sick, restored sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, and speech to the dumb. Next slide, please. Who fed the hungry and comforted the sorrowful, was driven from the people he had labored to save. He who walked upon the heaving billows and by a word silenced their angry roaring, who cast out devils that in departing acknowledged him to be the Son of God, who broke the slumbers of the dead, who held thousands entrance, and by his words of wisdom was unable to reach the hearts of those who were blinded by prejudice and hatred, and who stubbornly rejected the light. Desire of Ages, page 541, paragraph 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. And welcome to our dear Walker's family. We are so glad that you are joining us and all the dear family that have just joined us. Let's consider this verse for our review section, dear ones, and it is also a memory verse. This is 1 Peter chapter 3:15 from the King James Version. For sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you for a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And considering this verse, dear one, we are going to have the opportunity to review what have we learned in this dear chapter and even all the other chapters, because this is the part three, the ways we have grown and what we have been impressed. Now, dear ones, it's open for any one of the dear family, little ones, mommy, daddies, or even our guests, that you have any question or any comment or thoughts you would like to share with your remnant family. You can unmute your mic, dear ones.
Where was the strange city that Christ's disciples were going to hide from the Pharisees?
Well, Brother Josh, I think the word strange there indicates that it wasn't part of Israel. It wasn't a Israeli city. It was a city of the Samaritans or a city of one of the surrounding peoples there. But it was not of Israel, and that's why it's called strange.
Do we know what happened to Caiaphas? Do we know, or do we have anything of what his end was like?
That's one I don't know, dear sister. I'm going to have to do some homework on that one. And I'll get back to you with it next Sabbath.
The only thing that I can add is that by his performance and the way how he manifested himself, he disannulled his office, no longer to be the representative, and the Lord Jesus was the one that actually took over. The office of the high priest was no longer, for he had forfeited based on the way how he had actually ripped his garment, because there was a law in the ceremonial that he was not supposed to rend his garment, because the garment was also a symbol of Christ's righteousness. And by doing that, he didn't know the true meaning of what that really represented. So by ripping his garment, it's kind of similar to when Saul, if you remember when Saul had kind of rent the garment of Samuel when he was very troubled, that the Lord was no longer was going to listen to his voice because of the sin that he had committed. And then what the Samuel turned around and told him, that the same way that he had rent his garment, the kingdom was going to be rent from him. I just wanted to share that. Is there any other questions, any other comments, or what you have been impressed during this three-part study of our lesson? I just would like to share a little comment. If you notice in this last part three, how Jesus was treated, even though that all the acts that he had done was for the benefit of their salvation, I believe that this was left also for our ammunition, that whenever it is that we become persecuted for whatever that we have been doing, if we're sharing the word of God, to be able to remember that you are partaking of the suffering of our Savior. And considering that even in these things that will be happening to us, these controversy also is necessary for people that are listening or being around can also question and go and search for themselves. So always welcoming that our example have given us ways how to be able to be productive when we are being persecuted, and to take that as an opportunity to reach the heart that could not be reached. So I really believe that when the Bible tells you that all things work for good for those that love the Lord, to just jot up a prayer, because that was not placed before us for any negative reason. It is a reason that if the Lord allow it, it was necessary. I just wanted to share that.
I think that is very true. And sometimes it's not the easiest thing to do, because when we are assailed, when we are tempted, sometimes the first thing that comes to our mind is not a prayer. It's not that God allowed it. It's just the problem is so much more at that time, bigger, until you sit down and you kind of like reason, or you counsel, or you pray, you realize you have to see the hand of God in everything. And that's something that I'm learning, and we all still have to deal with in our daily walks and our daily lives. So it is a true thing that you said there, E.T. Rosie, and something that I myself is trying to work on going day by day. So thank you for sharing.
It is natural for humanity to hold on to the flesh for the only thing that they have known all their life. It is the flesh to be able to find reason and question. But because we are supposed to be growing in grace and in the walk and the life of Jesus, we have to realize that the flesh is not going to help us. At the contrary, it is going to put us in a situation where the enemy is going to take advantage, because he overcome the flesh. But also Christ overcome everything in his flesh to give us an example. I have realized that a lot of the things that happen to us, happen to me, happen to everyone here, the Lord is working out our salvation. The instrumentalities that he chooses, everything that he places in our path, it is based on his design. That's why we have to go to him. And when we are troubled, or things we don't understand, the Lord welcome us to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may be able to have not only counsel, but to be in a safer ground to understand the things that is before us, because we are walking his path and not ours. So whenever we walk our path, we're going to hold on to our thoughts, our presumption, or anything that is happening. In this part three, if you notice, Christ had many, many around him, trying to plot, trying to listen to every word he said to be able to find him to be wrong or even in error, that they may have a foothold in the matter to drive the people. So we have to remember that if we are walking or we are representing Christ, not to be surprised that these are the things that's going to happen. Christ is the same then and now, but so is the enemy looking for a way that we may not reach the heart of the people. No one can do the work that the Lord had called each and everyone to do. We need to be able to make a call and an election, sure, and ask the Lord to help us, because without him, we really can't do the job. I just wanted to share that. If there's any songs, hymns, or anything that you have learned during these three parts, songs that you would like to share with the dear brethren, you can be able to do so. May you unmute your mic.
Well, a scripture song comes to mind. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18.
Amen. I would like to share a scripture song as a reminder of what I just shared. Come unto me, all ye that labor and got heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. For my yoke is easy. Come unto me. And with that invitation, when you don't have no word to speak and not anything to be able to say when you're before him, sing. Because when Christ was here physically, that's what he used to do all the time. And singing is very important, because as we sing, heavenly angels draw near. And usually the very question that you may have, the Lord may touch you by the hands of the divine to help you to solve any circumstances. But just remember, the Lord has left that invitation for all of us so we can be comforted. If you have any thoughts to share or any favorite poems, you may be able to do so, dear ones. And meanwhile, you're gathering your thoughts. I also found another poem. It's entitled, The Lord is My Shepherd, I Shall Not Want. This was taken for Advent Review and Sabbath Herald, Volume 10, 1857, from May 14, 1857, from Uriah Smith, resident editor. This is from page 14, verses from the actual book 1 through 7. If any one of the dear family may be able to take one of them, there's actually 6 sections. You may be able to do so, dear ones. Unmute your mic.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. The Lord of hosts is my portion now, in him I will rejoice. Though waves and storms my path surround, I hear my Savior's voice.
He says, fear not, ye trembling soul, that stormy path I've trod. I know it's dangerous and control, affliction's frowning rod.
Fight on, you soon shall conqueror be. Thy strength, omnipotence, my wisdom, goodness, mercy see, thy captain and defense. 'Tis not in earth or hell to harm the temple where I dwell, in safety stand nor heed the alarm, thy walls, Emmanuel.
My God, my hope, my life, my all, set up thy kingdom here. Let not the world's delusive calls divert me from thy fear.
Lord, I believe, assist my faith, be Simon's favor mine, O leave me not in unbelief, nor let my love decline. Amen and amen.
My heart, that loathsome enemy, washed white in Jesus' blood, while to the world I'm crucified and lose myself in God.
Amen. May you remember these 6 verses whenever it is that you're feeling overwhelmed. This is the time, dear ones, that if you pray one time, you have to pray more than that one time. we have so many activities around us, but as well, we have many souls around us that need those words in season and out of season. So if you have any testimony, everyone, if you have any story that you would like to share, I know the story that I would like to share might take a little minute, and I do not want to be able to take the time that our dear brother Dick would have to ask any questions. So someone, dear ones, can you please remind me, even at the end of the meeting, that I may be able to share a testimony that I would like to share with everyone. At this moment, I would like to turn our meeting to our dear brother Dick, that he may be able to ask questions for the story time review.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's review day.
Meanwhile, that our dear brother is trying to get his device together, we still have it open. If you have any testimony, any other songs and thoughts that you would like to share, you can be able to begin so. Meanwhile, our dear brother comes back.
I have a testimony. So I resigned from my job a couple months ago, and I'm home with my children now to be able to take care of them and provide for them and what I'm supposed to do as a mother. And I found myself getting upset because I needed to go out and make some money, because regardless, we got to pay for some bills. So the Lord told, I was driving, I picked up Lyft to be able to drive people around. And the day before yesterday, God told me to stay home. And I'm like, no, I'm going to take my two and drop them off at the daycare so I can go do a little bit of working, because I need money for next month. And I left, drove all the way over to Cleveland, didn't make no money, came home, and on my way back home, I saw a sign that said, "Be still and know that I am God." So I was like, okay, that's what I get for not listening. So I went home, and I spoke to a friend of mine, and she said the exact same thing. She said, sometimes it's just the little things God wants you to do. So maybe it's just you needing to stay home, put your children to sleep, and do some laundry. But at least you're being obedient. And you never know that in your obedience, the Lord just might send something to you for you to be able to pay all your bills. She said, it's a matter of your faith and the trust that you're supposed to have in God. I said, wow. That would explain the sign that I just saw and why I didn't make any money today. So I'm learning little by little to just stop and listen and actually just obey what God says, because that was a whole waste of a day and a waste of my gas to do something that I thought was in the best entrance. But I see that the Lord knows best.
I think I'm in. Okay, let's see if I can find where I was. Let no one follow a crooked path that someone else has made, for thus you would not only go astray yourself, but would make this crooked path plainer for someone else to follow. Determine that as for yourself, you walk in the path of obedience. Know for a certainty that you are standing under the broad shield of omnipotence. Oh, that big word means all powerful. And that's one of the characteristics of God. He is all-powerful. Realize that the characteristics of Jehovah, that's another name for Jesus, must be revealed or shown in your life, and that in you a work must be accomplished that will mold or form your character after the divine similitude or likeness. Yield yourself to the guidance of Him who is the head over all. We are doing our work for the judgment. Let us be learners of Jesus. We need His guidance or help every moment. At every step we should inquire, or we should ask, is this the way of the Lord? Not Is this the way of man who is over me? In other words, is this what my boss wants? Or my preacher? We have to find out and know what the Lord wants and do that. We are to be concerned or interested only as to whether we are walking in the way of the Lord. God will honor and uphold every true-hearted, earnest soul who is seeking to walk before him in the perfection of Christ's grace. He will never leave nor forsake one humble, trembling soul. Shall we believe that he will work in our hearts? That if we allow him to do so, he will make us pure and holy by his rich grace, qualifying or making us to be laborers together with him? Can we, with keen, sanctified perception, that means good understanding, appreciate the strength of his promises and appropriate or take possession of them, not because we are worthy, but because by living faith we claim the righteousness of Christ? There is nothing so great and powerful as God's love for those who are his children. Sons and Daughters of God, page 192. The way of the Lord is strengthened to the upright, the honest person, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. That's people that do bad things. Proverbs 29, or Proverbs 10:29. All right, I forgot to ask the question ahead of time. Let's see if we have, where's the chat? Do we have any questions that I need to answer? Let's see. I don't see any questions. But if you do have questions, don't be afraid to ask them, because that's the only way we learn. Thank you for listening, and I'll turn it back to Rose here.
Thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. And that particular reading also gave us a blessing of the testimony that our dear sister has shared and how the Lord wants us to be able to always keep in mind that he is the control of all things, and he knows exactly what we need. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And we have come to the ending of our review, dear one. So next week, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled The Law of the New Kingdom in our study book, The Star of Ages. Any one of the little ones, mommies, daddies, guests, dear family, would like to close with prayer. Unmute your mic.
If we go and kneel, bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. We thank you for letting us be able to wake us up this morning. We thank you for letting us be able to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ-like spirits. Be with us as we are him, that are continuing this Sabbath. And in today's weather is be warm, we pray that you may be able to keep on blessing us, but may warm days, and especially have them warmer when we have you in our hearts and in our thoughts. Let us be able to also keep on being faithful unto thee, no matter where we are, no matter what happens. We pray that we may be able to do as much as we can and in helping to let people know who you are, or let them be able to choose to follow thee instead of their own simple ways, if there are any. Let us be able to keep on showing our reverence unto thee, let us avoid and taste that the devil may throw at us, make it either distract us, make us have doubts, or even turn ourselves away from thee. Let us be able to keep on walking with thee and keep on informing ourselves things of thee. I pray that I may also be able to have the ability to finish my way of writing the story of Belshazzar's feast and ease, and I pray that I may be able to do it diligently. I pray that we may all be diligent in all the works that we have for us to do, and we may all accomplish them greatly, perfectly. And also pray that we may be able to Oh, guide us if we are having troubles or woes along the way. And let us be able to always be humble, diligent, always dependable, and also to be self-forgetful, be any character trait that is of thee and out of the world. We love you, Lord God, looking forward to meeting the land you promised us. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, that will be our lesson 276, chapter 16, entitled The Law of the New Kingdom, that will be held April 20th, 2019. We hope and pray all of dear family enjoy this three-part lesson of our study of chapter 59. And please, dear ones, you can't be able to go back to this chapter because it's going to be a lot of persecution, and we want the little ones and even our adults to be able to understand that it's not a personal situation. This is the time that we need to be able to stand and show the hope of our faith and just know that the Lord said he wasn't going to leave us alone, and you are working your salvation as well. The closing of our study, it's the same opening of our song, but it's in Spanish. And I would like to also give the opportunity for all our dear Spanish-speaking individuals that are here listening on the phone or also in the room to also have the opportunity to be blessed. This scripture song is from the book of Judas in the Spanish scripture. The versículo 24 y 25. Y aquel que es poderoso para guardaros sin caída y presentaros sin mancha delante de su gloria con gran alegría. Al único y sabio Dios, nuestro Salvador, sea gloria y majestad, imperio y potencia, ahora y por todos los siglos. May God bless each and everyone, and may the Holy Spirit open our hearts for a very important sermon that we're going to have today. God bless you, everyone.